are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good Tuesday show for you. I'm going to go over that Women Tell All episode. Definitely done differently than they've had in the past. The way they filmed it, the way they aired it, a little bit different. Kind of indifferent about it, but at least they're trying something new. But I got some thoughts on what we saw in the Women Tell All last night. The reason the show was postponed an hour was because Oprah had to do a special on weight loss. I've got thoughts on that. And there is a TikTok that has gone viral that I've seen numerous times. I swear it shows up on my feed at least once every time I scroll my For You page. But I don't quite understand it. And I'm sure some of you out there have seen it and know the story. I need more of the backstory or what has happened since. And we will get to all that momentarily. All right, so the Women Tell All was last night. And normally, when the Women Tell All airs, usually it's either its own show from the very beginning. Sometimes they don't have any sort of wrapping up to do. The episode before it, like the week before, we would see the final three person getting eliminated at that particular episode, and then they would just start the episode, and the whole episode would be in the studio, and we'd have a full two-hour episode of a tell-all. Well, we knew at the end of last week's episode that Rachel was still on the show, and we ended the episode with this cliffhanger about Kelsey leaving a note for Joey saying we needed to talk. And just like so many things in the history of this show that they have teased in trailers that end up being absolutely nothing to, quote unquote, write home about. Last night was no different. But the interesting thing was, in the past, where there has been a cliffhanger in the episode before Women Tell All, or any tell-all, usually they just start the episode with, they'll go to the studio and Jesse Palmer will say, let's take a look at what happened back. And then they get to the studio show. We did 1 hour of the women minus Rachel before they even showed us what happened in Mexico. It's something different. It didn't really change much. We all knew Rachel was going to be eliminated and we were going to see her this episode. But they waited an hour. So maybe they wanted to suck people in with a bunch of women yelling at each other. I'm not really sure what the point was, but as I was telling you leading up into this episode, when people were asking me, well, if Bachelor in Paradise is canceled this season, how are they going to get these women to talk about anything that happened 4 months ago? What's the incentive? And I said, look, you just don't want to get on people's bad side. You don't want to get on production's bad side. You're still going to do what they say. And like clockwork, these women, 4 months after filming ended, are still talking about things that upset them, that bothered them. And while we did seem to get some resolution, at least in terms of, hey, let's just stop fighting about this stuff, I don't think there was anything. Like, if Maria is your cup of tea and you love Maria and you think Maria walks on water and does nothing wrong, then when Maria says, hey, Jess, I never said that to you. I never told you to shut up. You believe her and you hate Jess and you probably shit-talking Jess on social media. If you are a fan of Jess and you think Jess does nothing wrong, you are like, oh my gosh, Maria, shut up already. Jess has told you, yes, you did, because that was never resolved. They went back and forth. Maria said, Jess, I never told you to shut up. Jess said, yes, she did. And there wasn't any footage played to know who said what. So we have no idea. So for you to take either side, the bottom line is none of us know. Everything has to be so black and white to a lot of the fan base here. The bottom line is you don't know. I don't know. Only the women in that house know. And we still didn't get a resolution because they didn't even ask the other women in the house. Didn't Jess at one point to the other woman and say, hey, and then they just kind of went to another clip. She was kind of asking them like, hey, you guys heard her say this, right? And then they never said no, but they never said yes. It's just like they skipped over it. But the bottom line is, it's okay for you to like one of the women on this show. And it's okay for other people not to like your favorite person on this show. It's okay that other people don't like Maria. It's okay that other people might not like Leia or Jess or Lexi or whoever. It's okay that people don't like them. That doesn't mean you need to attack them online. And that's been the problem because, as we know, Maria and Daisy are running away with the most followers for this season. It's not even close. They got basically four times as many as anybody else. And Maria's fan base has been very vocal. She can't do anything about it. You know, she said on the stage last night, I hate the hate that Sydney was getting and Leia was getting. They didn't deserve it. But she still spoke her mind. The problem is she can't control her fans. And it's a situation where, like, I get it. But I'm glad Maria spoke out about it. But I don't think we got any answers last night about what really went down in that house. I'm glad they hugged it out at the end. I'm glad Maria said, let's hug it out with Sydney and Leia. Because it seems like it's squashed now. I hope Sydney and I hope Leia don't take to TikTok and throw any, you know, do any videos that basically make what happened during the Women Tell All irrelevant. Like, if Sydney comes out and does a TikTok where she throws shade at Maria, then everything we saw on last night's episode was fake. Same with Leia, which they did during the season. So their best bet, and the crazy thing about last night's episode, I thought, was the lack of Sydney versus Maria. Not that we needed more yelling of two people yelling at each other, but that was something they built for four episodes and put these two on a two-on-one, and we really didn't get a lot of Sydney talking about why she said the things she did. She did say at one point, I was annoying watching it back. Yes, I was annoying, but you and I have different argumentative styles, the way we converse, and you know, I could totally see that, but I think overall, in the very end, it just made the most sense for people just to bite their tongue and just be like, you know what, let's put this behind us. Yes, for two segments, they yelled at each other, and Maria did talk over Jess on numerous occasions and did interrupt her on numerous occasions. So it's not far-fetched to think that in the house, she did the same thing. But I understand what Maria was saying. Like, tell people, if you're gonna say things about me, just make sure they're truthful. And Jess is saying, well, they are truthful. And then Maria said, no, they're not. So that's what I'm saying. It's not black and white. If you're a Maria fan, I get it. You want to defend her. But you can't defend her because you don't know what was said. And if you're a Jess fan, you can't defend her because you don't know what was said to her. There is a gray area here. Now, there is technically a black and white, but they didn't give us an answer. The show could have easily stepped in and showed footage of either Maria telling Jess to shut up or not. And they didn't choose to show any footage. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Doesn't mean it did happen. But Jess still sat up there and said, yes, you did. And Maria said, no, I didn't. So us as the audience really have no clue. But as every contestant on the show has a fan base, clearly people that believe Maria hate Jess. And people that love Jess hate Maria. And it doesn't have to be that way. It could just be like, I wish we would have gotten some answers. We didn't, but it seems like we've all moved on. And that was the best part of last night's episode. Yeah, you wish Sydney would have taken a little more responsibility, but at some point she did. She said I was annoying, and she hugged it out. So it seems like everything is fine. So let's like not even talk about it anymore, and let's bring it up, and let's not bring it up. Let's not talk about what Sydney said and the bullying comment, and if Maria said, well, one of the sisters spoke up and said, I was the one that told her to shut the fuck up. So why didn't, you know, that, if this were the Love is Blind reunion, I think Nick and Vanessa would have said, whoa, wait a second, Sydney, for four episodes, you were telling us that she told you to shut the fuck up. And now the sister is saying, I forget which one, Lauren or Allison, I can't remember which one said it. She's like, yeah, well, I'll just use Lauren as an example. Lauren just said she's the one that said it. So why were you so adamant for four episodes? And why were you keep saying that Maria told you to shut the fuck up when she didn't? Like, I wish we would have gotten more follow-up. Because then it would have, I don't know, made Sydney actually address the way she said things and the way she acted on the show. But, you know, it wasn't even a two-hour show because they still had to spend some time showing us what happened in Mexico, which was Rachel's elimination. And we'll get to that right after these sponsorships. This podcast brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. Just put it in your drink, whether it's with water, whether it's with milk, whether it's in a smoothie. You can put it in baked goods. It does not matter. You will fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthecofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. That's shop.earthecofoods.com/realitysteve for an additional 15% off when you visit that site and use the discount code realitysteve. This podcast is also brought to you by Mint Mobile. They have the best wireless plans going right now, starting at $15 a month. That's unlimited talk and text plus data for $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly phone bill. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/realitysteve. That's mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So let's talk a little bit about what Rachel said up on the hot seat. And she was very emotional. And I think they knew that they were going to bring out the hate that she got online for no reason whatsoever. And this was, again, this was fans of Maria. I know Maria can't control this, but it was coming from her fan base that was just so upset that she couldn't get a rose, that she didn't get a rose. And they took it out on Rachel with the racist remarks. I just, you know how I feel about this stuff. And I felt for Rachel in that moment. I'm glad they brought it up on the show, but I'm a realist and know that this happened last night. Was filmed, you know what, 10 days ago. But last night's episode, March 18th, Women Tell All, there was a woman sitting on stage, Rachel, that was upset at the hatred and racist messages that she got from the show. I don't know who it's going to be, but I can tell you this. In March of 2025, during the Women Tell All of the next season of The Bachelor, I guarantee there's going to be a woman sitting on stage, probably on the hot seat, talking about hatred that she got online on social media. Like, it's just wash, rinse, repeat every season. It's awful. I talk about it all the time. It's awful. Toxic Bachelor Nation is awful. They're awful, disgusting, deplorable human beings. But the problem is it happens every season. Like, what Rachel said on the stage last night, as heartbreaking as it was almost like, yeah, this is what happens now. This is part of the show. And Jesse Palmer can sit up there with a serious face and say, Bachelor Nation, we love you, but it is not acceptable. I can sit here and say on numerous podcasts, leave the contestants alone. If you want to talk about it, if you want to shit talk them, talk about it with your friends, text your friends. You don't need to contact them directly and call them names and be racist online behind your fake screen name. But you know what? A troll hearing that, it's in one ear, out the other. They're not going to listen. They don't care. You know why? Because this has been going on for numerous years. I mean, shit, go back to all the way to Rachel Lindsay's season. Remember when she had to sit up there and talk about the racist feedback that she got on her season? Rachel's season aired before fucking COVID. So, yes, it's awful. But how many times has this show addressed the hate that Toxic Bachelor Nation gives to their contestants during a tell-all show, and what's changed? We saw it on Rachel's season. We saw it on Caitlyn's season, the slut-shaming that she got for having sex with Nick before the overnight dates. We had Clayton up there reading mean tweets about himself. Same thing happened last night. I mean, just like, how many times do they have to do this? And has it ever changed? No. It's just unfortunate. It sucks, but I don't know if people believe me when I say this is what now you are signing up for, a possibility. Because, I mean, they asked every one woman on stage last night, raise your hand if you've gotten a hate message. Every single one of them raised their hand. And I bet you some were worse than others. That's what I mean. So everybody that signs up to go on this show, especially the women, the men don't get it nearly as much. Because men, for whatever reason on this show, men that go on The Bachelorette, no matter how bad their edit is or if they're the villain or not, they are forgiven way, way earlier than any woman that goes on this show. It's a fact. Straight up fact. Can't argue that. And every single one of those women raised their hand last night. Yeah, I've gotten hate messages. And the very next season, whatever, whoever the Bachelor is next season, when we watch the Women Tell All, we're probably going to see another story. Not even the Women Tell All. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the Women Tell All. I'm just saying January through March of next year, when we are watching the next Bachelor season, there will be women on their social media who release an Instagram story saying, we are real people too. We have real feelings. We see what you say. Please be kind. We know it's coming. And it's just unfortunate. And I just, how do you change it? There's no way to change it. The only people that can change it are Instagram or Twitter. And it's just impossible because there's too much hatred going around online that there's no way to police everybody. You know, it's just not going to happen. I mean, obviously, if you get a hate message, a racist message sent to you, a death threat sent to you, you can report it to Instagram, sure. And maybe Instagram will get around to it and ban that person. But if that one, if someone is so dedicated to send you a death threat or send you a racist message, no message from Instagram saying your account has been suspended is going to stop them from signing up under a different account. That's who you're dealing with here. People that have no life, probably not many friends, sit at home all day and create screen names so they can just get a rise out of people. It's unfortunate. I'm glad Rachel brought it up, but like I said, unfortunately, this is what the show is now, and people are going to have to get used to it. This is what you are signing up for, possibly, is to get hatred thrown your way. Yes, some great perks come with being on this show. And if you last long enough, you could build a following, you can build a brand, you could start a podcast after the show, all these different things that can come from it. But ultimately, you have to deal with some stuff that I guarantee you've never dealt with before you went on the show, because most people that go on the show have a couple thousand followers at the time they are cast. And those thousand followers are just people that they know, probably college friends, high school friends, middle school friends, and none of them have ever said a negative thing about them to their face or online. They're not going to talk about your hair or your dress or your makeup one night. But keyboard warriors will all day long. So I know it's early, but whatever women are thinking of trying out for next season of The Bachelor, if you're listening to this, just know, while I know you want to say that'll never happen to me and America's going to love me, the bottom line is no, they won't. There will be a fraction of America that just doesn't like you for probably the stupidest reasons you've ever thought of. And they will say some of the meanest shit to you you've ever heard. So just be ready. That's all you can do, is prepare yourself for what's coming. So last night, it started an hour later because Oprah had a special on dieting and fat shaming in this world. I only caught bits and pieces of it because of the, you know, the diet craze of the Ozempic. And it interests me now because I'm on Ozempic. Being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, Ozempic is for diabetics. Like, I have to take it. And it was prescribed to me by my doctor, so obviously I'm not paying an exorbitant amount of money. It's very, very cheap for me. But I had no idea how expensive it was if you're not prescribed by a doctor, if you're just taking it as a weight loss supplement, which it can do, and it is FDA approved. And they went over it last night on Oprah's show. But, you know, if you're going to ask me how has Ozempic been for me, I could say this. I've only taken two shots. You take it once a week. I took it last Monday and I took it yesterday. So I take it every Monday. My doctor started me out on a low dosage because he didn't just want to inject a hefty dosage into me right away because your body needs to get used to it. I can tell you that I've had no side effects of Ozempic. I haven't felt nauseous, no vomiting, no diarrhea, anything like that. But I am on it, and I'm going to be on it for a while until, you know, I start exercising, losing weight, and getting my A1Cs down and my blood sugar level down. My blood sugar level is very, very good now. I just got to keep it up. But people that want to ask me questions about Ozempic, I don't really have much to offer at this point. Like, I haven't felt any different. You know, they say it's supposed to curb your appetite. I think it's also a mental thing. I really do think that whatever you're injecting in Ozempic is also going to your brain. And I think they even talked about that on the special last night, is that it's not just, oh, it does something to your intestines to where it makes you more full. I think it also plays with your mind a little bit, because ever since I got out of the hospital, I have definitely not eaten. I'm not talking about the types of food that I've eaten. I've obviously eaten a lot healthier, but I've also not eaten more than breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If I snack on something, it's sugar-free chocolate pudding now or sugar-free Jell-O. That's really all I snack on, and protein bars. But I'm not overdoing it on all my meals. So I guess maybe a part of me is like, yeah, I eat my lunch and it's just, you know, standard lunch. Okay. Dinner, standard lunch, dinner. I'm eating my Factor meals, which are great. And the Factor meals aren't giant plates. They're pretty small portions. But when I'm done with my Factor meal, I'm done for the night. So I don't know if it is a mental thing of, I could probably eat again, but I don't want to. Or, Steve, you know it's not good to eat more tonight. So, yeah, it's tough to say. Because now I'm trying to picture myself pre-diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. And I'm asking myself, I don't understand why I wanted the food that I did before. So, yeah, it's really weird. And I can't even put myself back in that position. Like I said, I have not had Olive Garden. I've had one burger and fries in the last 11 days, which is like a fucking record for me. Have not had Olive Garden. Have not had any sort of pasta. But before, I used to have it more than I should have. So why now do I not? Is that the Ozempic kicking in and telling me, just sitting in front of a meal like that, you're thinking, God, this is way too much. I don't know. But I can just tell you, I've had no side effects. And yeah, I am on it and I'm going to be on it for a while because those drugs are made for diabetics. So for those that don't know, like, I'm not taking it because, oh, I want a quick way to lose weight. I have to take it. So that's where I'm at. And watching that special last night, just wanted to get, you know, a few more pointers and learn more about, you know, what I'm going through. And finally, I want to talk about this. You know, I'm on TikTok. I don't do videos anymore, but, you know, I'm on my For You page and I scroll a lot. And there has been a TikTok that went viral. And I'm sure you guys have seen it, some of you. So can you please fill me in on, you all know about the Chick-fil-A sauce girl, right? This worker at Chick-fil-A who was taking somebody's order, and the person who was ordering, I guess, just decided to film them out of the blue or saw her talking to other customers, and she's like, well, when I go up there, I want to film her. Like, number one, why did the person who was ordering film her to begin with? And number two, you've all seen it. For those that have seen it, this girl has gone crazy viral for her facial expressions and asking the woman if she wanted Chick-fil-A sauce. And if I read correctly, she got fired from Chick-fil-A. What did she get fired for? And the video that we've seen her, was she just goofing off? Is this her personality? Was she just having fun? And if it is that what Chick-fil-A fired her for goofing off at work? Like, I don't understand the video. Like, I don't understand what she was doing. Is she just a kind of a quirky, oddball kind of girl that just had fun at work and was just, I don't understand. Like, I've seen the video so many times. And the facial expressions are like overdone. There was a part of me that thought she had Tourette's. I didn't know. And I was like, why is she doing? Like, I was questioning why she was making the faces that she was to somebody who was just placing a Chick-fil-A order. And maybe there's more to the story, but I believe she got fired. And now I'm wondering, well, why? I mean, she's probably more famous now and she doesn't need Chick-fil-A and she'd probably make money on TikTok, because when I went to her page, I believe her TikTok posts are getting like 2, 3, 4 million views now. So yeah, she doesn't need Chick-fil-A. But for anybody that knows what happened, what was the deal behind all of this? Why did the person record her in the first place? Why did this girl act like this? Or was she just having fun? Maybe it was something as simple as that. She was just trying to be funny as someone who was taking the order, and it got back around to Chick-fil-A and they didn't think that was acceptable. I don't know. But I don't understand why she did what she did and why she acted that way taking somebody's order. But it couldn't be just as simple as Steve. She was just being a goof off. And if that's it, that's fine. But can you get fired for just, like, it's not like she was rude to the customer. She was almost, I mean, she made the customer laugh. So, yeah, if anyone can help me out with that, I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as well, but you got to hit play because downloading to your feed every morning does not count anymore. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. I give you my best bet. I've got one, and I've got a bonus pick just like I have for the last 2 years. 0-2 last year, so I got to bounce back from that. I'm give that out on the Sports Daily, and then my column will be up in a couple hours, just a couple pages recapping kind of the things that I said here and give you my some other thoughts on the NCAA tournament. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.